about your race car. How was practice?
Yeah, it was okay. We were not a lot of pace. I didn't feel like from a speed standpoint. So just trying to weigh out, you know, as we always do at these places now. Just, you know, how fast you want to go versus how your car, you know, how you want your car to drive, and you hope you can have a little bit of both. And whoever can have a little bit of both tends to be pretty good. So just trying to balance that out and make some laps behind cars, laps not behind cars. So really hard to tell, I feel like, until you kind of get all the information gathered and kind of go from there.
Chase, with 10 playoff races in NASCAR, you know, it's more than other sports. Every week you find yourself almost in a do-or-die situation. Talk about the grind of racing so long with so much pressure, and twice you come through and got a win or close to it when you had to have it.
Yeah, I mean, our season's definitely long for sure. That's a known fact. But I think, you know, these last 10 weeks are the most important weeks of the year. But at the same time, you know, the way the points format's laid out, you have 26 weeks to either make these final 10, or I should say the first 9, easy on you or hard on you, and it kind of depends on how you do in those first 26. So, you know, as we've seen the points system, you know, work this year, guys that have an abundance of wins come into these final 10 races, or final, you know, the first 9 of the last 10, and they don't seem to find themselves in winning in must-win situations, and that's not by luck.
At this point of the year, where do you see driver code as far as non-playoff drivers and how they should race playoff drivers?
I mean, that's tough. I mean, obviously, you're going to have guys out there that want to win. And, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what you do, you know, about that, really. I mean, you certainly can't expect a guy just to pull over for you and, you know, unless you win. I think you certainly want respect from a non-playoff guy. But at the same time, you know, some of those guys are fighting for their first wins, and I know how that feels, and I know how hungry that they are for a win, and I can see a little bit of both sides of it for sure.
Rick didn't seem too concerned about the mechanical failures that you've encountered here, particularly in the playoffs when it matters most. Are you concerned at all about the rash of failures that you've had at this critical juncture?
Well, it's certainly been unfortunate, for sure, to say the least. But I have confidence that, you know, we've put enough effort and emphasis on the failures that I think we can get things corrected. I mean, like I said, it is unfortunate, and I think if you're going to fail something, now's not the time to fail it. So you never want to break stuff, and obviously you don't ever break anything on purpose, but I do know that there's been a lot of emphasis put in things and trying to make it better, and after you do break something and have a problem, that's really all you can do moving forward. You know, me sitting here saying something bad about somebody or a department or this or that is not, you know, first off, I'm not going to do that, and then second off, that's not going to help anything moving forward. So we'll just try to attack it and all do better as a group, and hope we don't break things down the road.
Do you ask questions about it when that happens? Go back and, you know, knock on doors, or do you just let your crew chief do that? Are you, as a leader of the team, do you go ask yourself too?
I mean, I certainly ask questions just out of curiosity's sake of, you know, what happened here or there, but just, I think, more for me, just conversation, you know, just curious what's going on.
Do you get overwhelmed, or do you think at long-term thoughts about this weekend, or do you try to still take weekend after weekend equally, which you have been very good at doing since the beginning?
Yeah, I mean, I why change now? You know, the way our season's been, and learned a lot really through that last round that we went through, and just the ups and downs of what all that brought for us, and came out on the good end of it, and here we are, finding ourselves again in a tough spot right off the bat. So you hate to do that to yourself again, but having a little experience with that definitely doesn't hurt anything. And I don't know that it helps you, but it definitely doesn't hurt. So we'll see how it goes.
I mean, you're only human. Do you ever think, why me? Or could you have to get that out of your mind? You have to. But the fans, your fans have said that. Why?
Well, because when something runs and is mechanical, it can break. And that's just part of it. You know, we all get in our cars every day and drive up and down the road. And I would say majority of us probably take for granted that something's not going to break or tear up, or you're not going to have a flat tire. You have to pull over on the side of the road and fix it, or this or that. So if it runs, it can break. That's part of it.
You don't think why me?
No, not really. I think that it's unfortunate, but you know, it's not like somebody's in back there putting stuff together, thinking, "Look, this is going in the 9 car. I want to mess that up." Yeah, that's not the mentality, and that's not how this stuff works. So it's unfortunate, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
Chase, look ahead to Phoenix next week, if you will. Restarts have become crazier almost everywhere, but with the flip-flop of the start-finish line there and all that extra room on restarts, and sometimes you're starting in a curve, how much more intense are restarts now at Phoenix?
Yeah, they're definitely different. I mean, you can be really brave, you know, and sometimes make something work. Other times, you know, you get really aggressive and you find yourself right back in the same spot you started in. So weighing that out, when it's time to do that, when it's not. I mean, we've seen guys make up a lot of ground on restarts and the closing restarts in the past couple of races. I feel like I'm trying to think. Somebody did it last year and made up a bunch of ground. But nonetheless, there's a time and there's different opportunities that I think it can work better than others. And it just depends on the situation, who's in front of you, what kind of gap there is, the people around you, and all kinds of situational things that you just have to make split-second decisions as to what feels right and what's not.
Talk a little bit about Jimmy. Being out of the championship playoffs is unusual for him, obviously. Do you find that he pours into you a little bit more to help you through the – I mean, he's good at this track, obviously.
Yeah.
Do you draw upon him? Do you notice the difference?
I see Jimmy like I've always seen him, really. I mean, I feel like he's always – I mean, he's driven – always been driven to want to do good, you know, and I don't feel like that's any different right now than it ever has been. So I would love some of his Texas magic for sure. He's been really good here, so it'll be nice to have some of that. It's been a bit of a struggle here since the repay for us.
Do you believe in luck?
I think you can have good fortune, but I think a lot of it you make yourself, you know, and having a failure to start the last round, you know, puts you in a bad spot, and having a failure to start this round puts us in another bad spot. But you know, those are all self-inflicted things, you know, and I just think a lot of it you set yourself up for, and you can certainly have things go your way, or good fortune or bad fortune, but I feel like most of the time when you're in different situations, you either do it to yourself and you're asking for it, or you put yourself in a good position to succeed.
Talk about your maturation as a driver, going back to the role. Is that something you could have recovered from as a rookie or year two? I mean, you're still young, but you've got a lot of experience now.
I don't know. I'd like to think so, you know. Like the key to that whole deal is that it didn't tear up our car very bad, so I don't know that it had anything to do with me. Just got lucky, or whatever you want to call it, on, you know, the front end not being tore off of it. So put ourselves in a bad position that day is just on the good end of it, I guess.
But mentally, to have the wherewithal to start all over at that point in the race, that says a lot about you and your team, doesn't it?
Certainly was a great effort to be able to come back from that, for sure.
Apologies for coming in late, but just your thoughts on the track and racing here at Texas Motor Speedway.
Yeah, always look forward to coming here. I look forward to going everywhere, really, for the most part. It could be a lot worse. So just trying to figure out how to be good here. It's been a struggle, I feel like, since they repaved it for us. We haven't had very good runs here since then. So trying to get our head around that a little better and trying to just do a better job. I mean, that's like I said, that's been the struggle point since we had some good runs here my rookie year, and that second year I think had a couple top five runs, had a couple cars I thought could, you know, we were able to contend with those guys up front, and since they redid it, that has not been the case. So it's been hit or miss for sure.
Okay, and final three races of the season, just your mindset, your thoughts coming down this final stretch.
Yeah, just, for us, just trying to keep our season alive. You know, you want to be able to go to Homestead and race for a championship. There's only going to be four guys that have that opportunity, right? So, you know, for us, we're in a tough spot from a point standpoint that we have pretty much got to go win either here or Phoenix or both, or something spectacular happened for us to move on. So that's the cards we dealt ourselves after last week, and we'll see how it plays out.